100 years ago, the only signs of elephants at Kruger National Park in northeastern South Africa, which had just opened, were a few tracks in a dry riverbed. Game hunters of the 19th century had hunted the creatures almost to extinction. Conservation efforts were so successful that by 1967, the authorities decided they had to start culling elephants to keep their populations between 6,000 and 8,000, considered to be the park's carrying capacity. Few people questioned the policy, but it was dropped in 1995. Since then, the elephant population has soared to 14,000. Conservationists now fear that this herd might devastate vegetation, threatening many life forms with extinction. A new proposal to cull the creatures has created a dilemma for the National Parks Authority, South African National Parks. As a responsible custodian, it has urged that decisive action is required to safeguard the survival of the rich diversity of life forms in South African wildlife reserves. The culling of elephants, it argues, is needed as a precautionary measure to avert local species extinctions in the future. A decision on the use of culling as a legitimate option for management of elephants, the park manager said back in 2005, should not be delayed beyond March 2006. What has delayed this action is fierce disagreement over whether it is a morally responsible choice, a debate that didn't exist in 1967.